everybody should be able to play right now. Some bumps and bruises, but nothing that should affect game day.
Yes.
I'll get to the end runs that I'm trying to talk about.
What chances do you think this is the week where you're still in
the room? Well, obviously, since we've been last week, he wasn't able to go. I felt like he could come out 3 months and himself back, so I'm just going to wait and see.
I have a question about Dr. Rogers.
Find a corner that's got some good bass players and move on back. Give him a chance. Well, can not play as good as I was hoping to play.
Is he getting closer or
not? He's getting closer. I'm saying probably a couple of weeks.
What's the problem with any social position? What's your guys in the middle?
When it comes to you, it's kind of the right combination. We've got some guys that have some playing time, and obviously Larry and Cox. Obviously, we don't have a lot of playing time as well as Rogers, but he has kind of played the quarterback position. And the great game plan, we thought that he could play well in center field. Difference maker was safety position, run, split to run, and half cover the pass. You know, these guys are hard to find, so we keep on giving people opportunities until one of these steps up and takes advantage of
them. Have you had a little position where you've tried so many guys like going back to camp, you know, Hamza and Lynch and now there's about 4 or 5 guys during the season? Have you had a position with this many?
Well, I'm talking like a guy, and obviously, you know, that situation. Hamza, they're hurt, obviously, he lost his opportunity. And not trying to start for the reason. And then you take a look at a lot of people fighting for a position, so you kind of get an angle on what they're doing and what they've done in the past.
Well, you know, you're good at coaching, have you ever seen the league where you're looking to work just 1 week to the next? And I don't care how you've been working the last several years, but the way that you have played the last couple of weeks, what's the way you've played before, your inconsistency, everybody throughout the league, it's different if you look at the scoreboard from week to week, it's just so difficult to gauge any team's performance. Have you ever seen it so crazy in that sense?
I anticipate that happening, so yeah, I think I have. I think I, and if you follow the take a look at the staff, sometimes people match up better against a certain team, and maybe offensively, defensively, special teams, and you just really don't know, you know, what the team's strengths and weaknesses are, and you know, teams have injuries from one game to the next, so you gotta expect the unexpected.
What's your team, closest name, coming back?
Well, first of all, we'll evaluate him when he does come back on the scout team to see if he was supposed to be kind of get back in football shape. And same thing with BJ, you know, find out where they're at. But it sounds like both guys will, you know, be able to go this week, so I'll see how they are, see how they practice, and I'll make a decision game day. Consequences. You know, pretty good in the first half. You know, game plan, we still try to get them to play catch up. And then in passing situations, which we never did. So we did some good things in the first half, but they averaged 2.9 yards away from the 10th. In the third quarter, they were 3.4. And in the fourth quarter, we took 0.5. We did a good job on the football. We couldn't get off the field. 4 third and ones in the second half, 2 third and threes. And on the third and six, we had on the third and 10. You can work all of them in. We got 4 third and ones in the cut that pass, and always stay on making good play. They kind of keep the tempo of the game going. You know, they control the clock in the second half and run the ball better in that fourth quarter than we should have
liked. You miss the players sometimes, they say, we're a youthful team. You know, do you take that valid saying, consistency has to do with you?
Well, I don't know about all that stuff. You know, you guys have figured out, you know, the thing that I try to do is look at the things we do good and the things we do poor. I look at the things we're doing poor. Like I said, we did some good things in the first half. You know, 2.9 yard progression attempt, and then even in the third quarter, you know, 3.4. In the fourth quarter, we did not play like we did in the first three quarters against the run. We controlled the clock, and, you know, having about 3 times, we get 2 touchdowns. Not just the only plays, obviously, we made a couple big pass plays, actually, on that 51 yard run. That was the first with Manuel. And you got to make those plays. I'm pretty sure it's
him.
I don't know why you're there. I think there's good rushing defense. For a game that's not been long yards to a collection attempt, obviously, a big improvement against a team that runs about pretty good from where we were, but that's still not good enough.
What do you turn to see how you stand right now? You're 65, How do you focus on this?
Same with 65.
I think you're a 65 type of team.
So you can kind of answer the question for me. I'm not sure. I see you said it before. Obviously, we want to play at the level that if you're not in the playoffs, you've got a chance to do something once you get there. And, you know, that's the thing. You know, offense can only win some good things. I mean, anytime you're averaging 15 yards per pass and 50 yards per rush, you're doing some good things. You can't turn the football over, which we talked about. Anytime you're 30 in the league in turnovers, you're looking to be 6-5. That doesn't happen very often. So, we're being ourselves sometimes. And that's why we put the club back on, so we can kind of experience stripping the ball and the contacts that you normally have in a game situation, so we can improve in that area. Again, one of the miscommunication was on the 7-yard line, and the other one was just getting one of those interceptions that kind of make a play down third down. And, you know, this is going to happen sometimes, but, what we needed to do is really put them in the catch-up mode and make them play the football. And they did a good job of getting the return. And a couple of field goals, and all of a sudden we're playing in their hands.
Do you find it hard as a coach to lead this team when you look at Kansas City and Oakland and then have a game as good as Atlanta and the comeback against Cleveland as this team?
I think it's because we're capable of that on both sides of the ball. We're capable of being a good football team on the road, and we're also capable of losing. And, we don't make the plays that we normally make. And sometimes you beat yourselves, other times you never beat you. But anyway, it's happening. I thought we did a great job for 3 quarters. And you know, you talk about the third down conversion, there was 4 third and ones and 2 third and threes, and you don't put any really pressure on the quarterback to make those third downs. You're putting it on your rush defense. So, you got to use play better. There's no question at all. You got a chance to improve the football team and get a chance to get some players back at the same time and still have a 2-game lead, but you know, we think about that, you're thinking about playing better. You start thinking about it, hey, I think you just gotta relax. We know he's a good field goal kicker. Everybody goes through jumps. It's one of those things that you're hoping doesn't occur, but it has occurred, and both of these stuff happen in another part too. I think it does sometimes when we get on a football team, and all of a sudden, you know, you do turn the football over, and I have to say, you know, take a look at it, you know, have you got 20 minutes first time, got 1 minute left in the third quarter, there's not too many teams where people are doing that. So they got to feel good about themselves at the same time, knowing that you stop at yourself a couple of times, and you got to fight through it, and then make those mistakes.
Are you equally frustrated that because you've been so great, recently you're a little bit of the water in place to do something?
Well, it's always disappointing, you know. You know, you get the problems on your side, and obviously it helps you with a snap count, a pass rush, and when you don't take advantage of that, then you're disappointed. You know, we've been pretty good through the years, and hopefully we'll get back on track around the country.
From the outside, we can just remind you that this time was just kind of this game goes along, as you're describing, and then I'm getting the size.
No. Not at all. We're just going to get in the same blocks. And even if the same blocks was too much, you know, what it's like to go against a team, you know, on the zone scheme. You know, like the last year's always been the way people got in the fourth quarter. But if the defensive line or linebackers on attack with the same speed that they do in the first, second, and third quarter, that's when the big plays come. We've had that philosophy, we still do. We just haven't been as effective as we have in this year in the football for obvious reasons. But, you know, it's the same with the Raiders. You know, they're gonna run the football, and in the fourth quarter, they can lay you down, and the defensive line will take their back to their tip blocks, and things like that, so they're on their feet. It just takes that much time, and all of a sudden, they're gonna run the ball a little bit better. Like I said, they're horrible, it's 4.5, but they're not as good as we're capable of doing. And if the quarterback can't hear that snap count on the opposing team, obviously that's the advantage. You know, that's what I think the big advantage is in home field. Oh, yeah. And the offense, you can't hold them. You don't get the quick jump off the ball. The defense gets a quicker jump. To me, that's the advantage of home field. That's what I think with my height, too. I think with the altitude, it's helped us through the years for conditioning. That's one of the reasons why we've got the best record, I think, over the last 35 years. A combination of both crowd noise and the altitude. Well, I don't think it's not as loud as Mount High, you know, for obvious reasons, as it ties in the stadium. But, you know, at times it can be close as well. We've seen that through the years. So play a little bit better, but a little bit more groundless.
What are your thoughts on the fans rushing the field?
I feel a complete idiot. But those things do happen. Don't get too much attention to it. That's all. That's my. Don't have the TV cameras going on, guys, and don't get money to boost it because that's what they want. Obviously, some guy would just fall off and come and run a guy over. One of their players just go in the forearm and that would happen again. And I could sue or who knows. Something like that doesn't surprise me. I think they just look at them and shake their head and it's like they pretty much like a little bit of speaker. I did see some stuff that happened. I looked at it real quick, it wasn't on time, so. I think if you would have hit Mark Long would have responded.
I suppose how you what's going on in the case in much right now, specifically in San Diego.
We've been through this for 11 years, and we've been 13 and 3, and we've been the second seed, so sometimes things like this happen. You just keep on fighting, as we know. You're playing your best football once you get to the playoffs, and hopefully we can keep on improving and get there.
Yeah.
get a chance to watch any Jets games you've been talking about this year?
Not yet.
You know, watched, you know, some games, but I am starting to know.
I hate those computers. I don't know how they feel.
really justify who's a national championship and they should do it on the field. It's making sense to me. I don't understand why they do it, because I don't understand whether they're that financial. I know I've got the people that win games at the end of the season, everybody goes to the bar, so I've always thought there was somebody that could work it out when they could win the playoffs this morning.